Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is speaking on International Al-Quds Day. We're going to take a listen in to what the president has to say.
The fabricated regime has been established in the lands of others, especially in the past 60 years and in the wake of the so-called legitimization of this regime at the United Nations. The greatest historical crimes have been committed in our region and in the land of Palestine. Millions of people lost their homes, and still they are refugees. Tens of thousands of, hundreds of thousands of people are still dreaming of returning home, and they simply lost their lives with that dream. Instead of millions of refugees, millions of others from elsewhere in the world, they were, through deception and lies, they were taken to the Palestinian land, and they were repressed by those original Palestinian people. They announced that their goal to establish this regime was to capture from the Nile to the Euphrates. That's the occupation of the whole Islamic territories, the occupation of the whole region. In the past 60 years, they constantly keep threatening everyone. There is no nation or people that remains free of their threats. They launched 5 great wars. Tens of people were killed. Still, hundreds of people were rendered homeless. The whole of this fabricated regime's ambition is the whole land it possesses is occupied. It's the only regime that simply assassinates the freedom-loving and Palestinian personalities, and it would prior knowledge, and it does not recognize any geographical or political boundaries for itself. The people are confined to their own homes. They get killed, and they lose their homes at the hands of the Zionist regime. People's homes, they destroy people's homes and roofs on top of their heads. They have trampled upon all human values. They do not consider, they attach no importance to any basic humane principles. They use banned weapons. They have deprived the children and women of basic rights, food and water, the cultural heritage, the historical land sites. They eradicate them all. They attack the ships carrying humanitarian water in international waters. Everyone is free to move about in those waters. They attack those ships, they kill, and they take hostage. They humiliate world nations. They say they want to establish a Jewish government, not the religion of Jews, not the rule of the race of the Jews. It's in the name of Jews, but it's actually by a group of defamed, brutal Zionists. They are the crystallization of racism. They're the epitome of racism. They officially say that Jews are superior to others. Of course, you know that this is all a pretext in the name of the Jewish race, and they are the first. The Jews themselves are the first victims of the Zionists. They spread corruption in the world. The largest scale of moral corruption and cultural devastation is committed by the Zionist regime. No culture is immune from their destruction and threats. Everyone is being threatened by them. Their victory and their supremacy and also their continuation, they find all this in the destruction of all regions and in the lack of identity of all world nations that they want to bring about. This is the status of the Zionists. But on the other side, if you look at the supporters of that regime that gave rise to its existence, let's see what their attitude is like. Now, the whole world has come to realize that leaders of Western governments, they absolutely lend their support to the Zionists. Those who, when it comes to human rights, if in one point of the world one agent or one single officer simply runs over somebody, they will scream from the bottom of their hearts and they will issue tens of resolutions against world nations. But when it comes to the crimes committed by the Zionist regime, they simply keep silent. And the whole of those treacherous activities of the Zionist regime, they simply try to justify them. They deviate and manipulate the history. We have the World War II. Without any shame, they manipulate the history of the war. They do not let research to be done by scientists. The most heinous measures in support of the Zionist regime, all of these have been revived. They have innovated things. Unfortunately, they humiliate their own people. They have created some symbols, and the symbol of Holocaust, for example. Teachers need to, in those countries, to take their students to those symbols and lecture them. And then they call the fathers of these bearers of symbol as criminals. The most heinous thing in the history has been done under the pretext of a likely crime. Based on the law, they occupied other people's lands, and under pretext of what has happened in Europe, they are actually using the pocket of others and the land of others to make up for that. Today, the condition in Europe and in North America, the condition is, in a way, if anyone wants to become the president or member of parliament or cabinet minister, they need to be selected by the Zionists. 4 years ago, one of my colleagues, who was a special advisor, made a trip to a European country and talked to one of these so-called powerful officials who had experienced the previous war. They had a meeting. When the meeting was over, he asked for a private meeting. In the private meeting, he had said he had a message for me not to speak against the Zionists so much, and he asked him why, and he said, when he talks against the Zionists, we feel embarrassed and we are under pressure. The Zionists are partners in most of the European and American companies. They still receive taxes after 60 plus years after the end of the World War II. Just recently, they came and claimed against a relatively independent country in the north of Africa. They said those who lost their lives in war, they had accounts in their banks, and you need to give us the money back. And they got billions of dollars of money from a nation's bank accounts, and they simply surrender to the Zionist regime. If you make a simple calculation, so far you can save $1,500 billion of money has been given to the Zionist regime in aid. It was equipped with lots of kinds of various kinds of weapons of mass destruction, talking of democracy, freedom, and human rights slogans. When it comes to the Zionist regime, then all of these are forgotten and they lose their meaning. The Zionist regime has given absolute authority and carte blanche. Another thing they did was the Zionist regime was made a member of the United Nations. This way it was legitimized and recognized, actually. Then, in a rare act, they also passed a resolution according to which no one has the right to speak about the Holocaust, no one can comment about the Holocaust and question it, or else then that person will be condemned. This is what was done by the leaders of the Western countries. And even uglier than this is that the regulation of their ties with other governments and nations is conditional to according recognition to the Zionist regime and cooperating with the Zionist regime. Now our question is, why is it so? Why should the Zionist regime commit so many crimes? Why does it have no restrictions? And why does the why did Western countries simply, at the price of the good name of their people, lend all their support to that regime? For you and for most of the world people, today the response to this question has been clarified. We are of the belief that the goal of establishment of the Zionist regime is continuation of the era of colonialism, but this time through the unity of the colonizers. Before, they used to colonize world countries, and there was this competition, and they also fought against each other in the past. Now, their historical aim was domination all over the world. With the establishment of the Zionist regime, all of them are now have come to this consensus on this rank. They have put aside their differences, and in order to plunder the world's riches through the Zionist regime, they have come together and stood by each other's side. In the most important strategic part of the world, that is the Middle East, which is the crossroads of the communication interactions in the world. Hegemony over the Middle East is a prelude to dominating the whole world, and dominating the whole world requires first domination over the Middle East. The Zionist regime has been used as a lever in order to wage domination all over the world, and they're ready to pay any price for that. Today, the Zionist regime and the thought of Zionism is the major pivot around which the colonizers have got united to plunder in the face of sublime human cultures. At anywhere they have different opinion when it comes to Zionist regime, they have consensus. An American lecturer had written an article. He had said the prophet, God, and the book of God, and all these sanctities, we have trampled all upon these, and there is only one divine axis, and that is the Zionist thought and the Zionist regime. And that is even edified. It's higher than they respect God. They officially tell us that in their meetings, they say whatever they want to say against us, no problem, but say nothing against the Zionists. Slogans of death to Israel. They had this ambition in the course of history to dominate the Quds. For hundreds of years, they launched invasions against it. They captured Quds. They killed the brave children of Islamic countries, rose up and pushed them back. But this time they came and they used this negligence, this, let's call it sleeping, the lack of vigilance of certain elements. They used this opportunity, and through lies, they captured and occupied the land of Palestine, and they established this fabricated regime. Zionists are, as a matter of fact, the epitome of materialist thought and the philosophy of liberalism. That means the aspiration of the West is what you see in the Zionist regime. The attitude of the material world, you can see it's crystallized in the Zionist regime, and it can be sought in their acts and deeds. But the question is, now, what status are we facing? If you have a flashback to 30 years ago, if you remember all that ballyhoo that they raised, the greatest criminals of earth, they try to pretend that they are peace lovers. They made this myth and this inconquerable power, and they tried to silence everyone. Syria was at the forefront. They put a lot of pressure on Syria, and almost no one in the world was talking against it. And almost everyone had given recognition to the Zionists. The Zionists and their leaders were preparing for a celebration of 300 years of domination all over the world. And they were kind of getting relieved with the idea that they were going to make sure that there is no more resistance, no more cries against them. All of them got to accept and admit that situation. But this story that the Zionist regime is unconquerable, everyone was kind of got to believe that. When you talked to them, you said, it's impossible, you have to get on board with that and accept that. But you saw what happened. The late Imam Khomeini came, the revolution of the Imam emerged, and the people of Iran got moving, and the Imam named this day the Quds Day. And since the very beginning of naming a day as Quds Day, the Zionist regime has been on the verge of collapse. Whatever they did, whatever they could to salvage the Zionist regime, but they were not successful. There were lots of rounds of negotiations. They made promises. They took those who were ready to compromise to the negotiation table. They showed them green light. They gave them hollow promises and depicted a mirage for them. The problem was not solved. They invaded Lebanon to make up for their failures. They could not solve the problem. They attacked Gaza. They tried to compensate for the failures and defeats and to stabilize their situation. They could not solve the problem. Now you know, the whole world should know, that today the philosophy, the raison d'etre of the Zionist regime is being questioned, and the big lie is out there for everyone to see. The Zionist regime was supposed to provide their interests and benefits, but see what has happened. It was supposed to capture from Nile to the Euphrates, but see what's happened. Now, in order to protect themselves, they erect barricades and walls around it. And its supporters, in order to support it, they take their soldiers to our region all the way. Now, the cost of keeping the Zionist regime is much more than their income for those who gave rise to its existence. Now they have come and say that they want to hold talks. Now we ask them this question, who is going to hold talks? Those who want to hold talks, who do they represent? The representative of the people of Palestine, who is that person, the one who needs to be addressed to be talked to? Where did he get this representation? What are they going to talk about? About the land of Palestine? Who has the right to give a part, to sell a small part of the land of Palestine to enemies? I should announce here, it's not only the people of Palestine, not the people of the region. No one will give anyone the permission to even give one little part, one iota of the land of Palestine to enemies. About what subject are they going to talk about? They have captured your home and they say, well, let's negotiate. What about are you going to talk? If you are to have any talks, any real talks, they should first get out of their house and then sit down and talk. In what atmosphere are they going to hold those negotiations? Every day they are killing people, they're destroying homes, they're showing their clause, and they announce that our objective for the talks is to ridicule the people of Palestine, to play games. In what atmosphere are you going to hold talks? Who is going to be the mediator? Those who, in the name of mediation, who came forward in the name of mediation, they're actually accomplices of the thief. They themselves set this up. How can they be as mediators, and how can they bring about a just situation and atmosphere for the talks? You really get amazed to see this. Of course, it seems that their insistence on talks will follow three objectives. One of them is the U.S. elections. Unfortunately, in the liberal democracy, the power, might is right. And to reach power, you can do anything. You can even take all your soldiers and kill 1 million of Iraqis. For the sake of your election, you can plant bombs, you can create and organize terrorist groups in order to secure votes. To get votes, you can bow to Zionist regime. That's what they do. Today, they have elections, they want to say that we have done something, we have brought about some change, we have gone one step forward. And this is really regrettable to see this. Later on, they want to dominate the world. What governance they want to bring? Even if you win the elections, and most probably you will win the elections, you don't need to do all these nasty things for that. And what are you going to do after that? Through tyranny, through deception, through treason, and trampling upon the rights of a nation, you want to win the elections. What are you going to do next? Next will be the same story. Still oppression, treason. You will act according to your own nature when the result of a vote that is lie will be only used for those kind of purposes, same lies. It will be serving crimes again. And the major second goal is to provide a chance for the Zionist regime. The Zionist regime is now has hit a dead end. Inside, they face problems. They want to give it some little opportunity for it to reorganize again. And the third goal is to come up with a pretext for, to attack, to repress the Palestinian people and maybe attack the neighboring countries. It's clear that these talks will fail. The talks were already failed before they started. There is no basis for the talks. When the core of the problem, that is the rights of the Palestinian people, the realities on the ground in the region, all of these are ignored, then it's clear that these talks fail. I announce with loud voice that the fate of the Palestine will be determined in Palestine and through the resistance of the people of Palestine, not in Washington, not in Paris, not in London. There is no need for anyone to intervene. These talks have already failed. There is no room for talks. What are they going to talk about? The Zionists are getting destroyed, and the other one is only a hostage. That person cannot do anything. Today, the people of Palestine have the power, and the Zionist regime is falling, is on that slope toward destruction. I announce that all these ploys and later future ploys will never be able to save the Zionist regime. Chanting slogans in support. They're going after committing new crimes. It's clear, like day, that new crimes will not save them either. More crimes will only cause, it will accelerate the collapse of the Zionist regime and nothing else. if they are right, they should allow the people to leave out of those boundaries they have created. You are informed that a large number of people are standing in lines to get out of the rule of the Zionist regime and to make their exit out of the occupied lands. Those who were given promises and then were brought to that land, today they have levied heavy taxes for them to pay. All the costs in the 20, 30, 50 years, they have calculated all this security, social welfare, the economy, whatever cost they have listed all of those. So you have to pay for all these if you want to get out of this land. Now, the fact is that the party of the Zionists have lost their names. Whatever they have done is out for everyone to see. They have nothing to hide. They have a very complicated political party that acts against human beings. They dominate media, wealth, and power sources in the West. Of course, we're in the Zionist party that we have two theories. Some people believe that this Zionist party is created by the West itself. It's only a tool in their hands, and it's an excuse for their hegemony. And some people say, no, the Zionist regime dominates the power sources in the West and has taken them hostage. Whichever it is, the result will be the same. We see the output result, and this is the status quo. Now I want to make a few statements, one addressing the Palestinians. To the people of Palestine, I say, well done, you have done a great job. And justice seekers are proud of you. You should know that the best way to obtain your rights, the rights of the people of Palestine, is through resistance. They are afraid of the resistance of the Palestinian people. The destiny of the people will not be determined through talks with the occupier enemy. The destiny of the Palestinians will be through resistance and steadfastness of the great nation of Palestine. That's the way it will be determined. I tell the Palestinians that the promise of God will be fulfilled, that victory is close. Of course, resistance is hard. We exactly know what's happening on the ground in Gaza. The people of Iran sympathizes with the people of Palestine. We know how hard it is for them to resist, but fulfillment of great aspirations will not be possible except through going through all these hardships. And also, I want to address the people in the region. Our regional people see the result of the resistance, its dignity and greatness, which the result of resistance, insisting on divine values and principles, is the genuine power is the hands of people. The people's power is the crystallization, manifestation of the God's power. If people are present on the stage, then the greatest satanic powers will not be able to do anything and will be defeated. I want to tell regional people to be ready, to be vigilant, to stand by and to maintain their preparedness so that in due time they will have their great mission and their final mission to be carried out. And to Arab and Islamic leaders, I want to say that for 60 years you should learn lessons, 20 years of negotiations and talks, and tens of years of step-by-step pullback. You should learn lessons from all those. You should stand by the side of your people. You should be honest to your people. You have no right to deal on the fate of the Palestinian people, which is the fate of Islam and the fate of the people in the region and actually the fate of all mankind. You have no right to sit at negotiation table and play games with the enemies. Stand alongside your own people. If you are not courageous enough, if you're not determined enough, do not stop your people. Let your people be free. These regional people are able to bring down the Zionist regime. Instead of relying on America and the West, you should rely on God. You should depend on Islamic people, depend on divine values. Today, the administration of the U.S., the European government, they cannot keep themselves away from problems. They are looking for a point to rely on. They themselves are facing a dead end, and now you want to rely on them? By relying on them, where do you want to get at? Of course, some know their lessons very well. They know what to do. They sympathize with the people of Palestine, and they resist against the high demands of the Western powers, but some countries have given up. If you want to secure votes, you think you can make it possible by supporting America? Today in our region, in the whole world, in any country in the world, if there is free election held in any country, for sure the revolutionary and anti-arrogant and Zionist figures will secure the most votes. To independent countries, addressing them, I should tell you that many independent government officials tell us in the meetings that we have, they say that what the people of Iran say, it's what we say. We accept all these, but the situation doesn't allow us. Our media, our money, our political centers are all being dominated by the Zionists. Of course, with the blessing of God, this domination is broken. You can see for yourself. In Latin America, you saw in the country where, through the U.S. pressure and the Zionist pressure, they told a lie and they created some files against Iran, and they had all this propaganda against Iran. Now the president of that country comes and defends the rights of the Iranian people, and he condemns the Zionists, and he reveals regarding this plans of the Zionists to dominate their media, and some countries have severed their ties. They have expelled the Zionist ambassador from their country. I should tell those countries to be strong, not to be afraid of the arrogant powers. They are only paper tigers. They are hollow inside. They have no originality. They are not genuine. We need to stand by one another, to join hands and eradicate tyranny and bring about justice and replace it with brotherhood. Whoever is afraid of these will definitely be among the great losers of history. Slogans of long live Khamenei. Okay, I also want to address the Western countries and the American administration. This is what they are doing. They have intertwined the fate of their own fate with the fate of the Zionists. Well, the solution for the people of the Iran is offering is clear. We have announced that the Human Rights Charter that is written by you yourself, you have devised that yourself. Okay, we that can be as a basis, that can determine the fate of the people of Palestine. This is the basic rights of every nation, let's say, have a referendum, a free referendum in Palestine. The people of Palestine themselves could actually decide about their own fate through that referendum. Stop supporting this regime. You should know that this regime is collapsing. Sooner or later, the officials of the Zionist regime will be brought to justice, a world people's court. Why do you humiliate your own people? Why do you spend your people's money on these people to get other people killed? Why do you lose the good name of your own people this way? If you're really Democrats, why don't you hold referendums in Europe and America and see if your people are satisfied to see that their reputation is victimized at the hands of the Zionist regime? You will never do this because you are well aware of the result. You do know that your own people are opposed to such behavior. Now I'm addressing you. For you, the best way for you is the same way you set up the stage and you fabricated the Zionist regime. You'd better remove it yourself. If you really feel for them, why don't you give them a piece of land? One of your countries, you can give it to them. But you should know, if you're going after a lasting relation with the regional people, if you want to have a justice-based relations, you should stop supporting the Zionist regime. If you can't, if you're not strong enough to do that, why do you stop your people? Don't restrict your people. See what happens on what's there in America and in Europe. Let your media do their work. Allow them to speak. Do not silence them. Let them raise their voice. I should announce here, in case you do not cease support, in case you continue this approach of yours, you should know that anyone who supports the Zionist regime will be considered as the accomplice of the crimes of the Zionist regime in the courts of the world nations. I'm giving you a piece of advice. You talk about a logic. Zionists say for 2,500 years ago, our ancestors were here. I don't want to enter details about this great lie, but if this logic is accepted, then the Western people, the Westerners should know that there is no geographical or political boundary. We'll be safe. Even the boundaries of America itself would be broken this way. If this reasoning is generalized, then you will lose the most. Of course, it's possible. Maybe they have this assumption in their mind that if the Zionist regime goes, then they will go too. I want to, on behalf of the world nations, say something. I should tell you that the people in the region are great people. If you keep away from the Zionist regime, if you stop advocating the Zionist regime and condemn its crimes and allow the people of Palestine and the regional people to settle their score with this Zionist regime, and the world people, this regional people, will allow you later on to give you the chance to compensate. Let me also say something about the threats of the Zionist regime against Iran. Every now and then, they write here and there, they talk, we'll attack Bushehr, we'll do this, we'll do that. One person comments, the other one approves, the other one rejects, they reiterate again. Of course, this is what the nature of the Zionist regime is all about. This is their nature, that's what their mission is all about. I want to tell them that the Zionists, they can't, even their masters cannot do anything in making any invasion against Iran. Today, the International Day of Quds is a universal day. It's a day for unification of all true believers, all the faithful, all those who seek justice, all the pure people with pure hearts, all who are waiting for the rule of justice and monotheism in the world. The Quds Day is an international day for eradication of tyranny and establishment of the rule of justice. The Day of Quds is the day for removing humiliation for mankind. This year, the Quds Day also is simultaneous with Qadr Nights, Muslims Nights of a Measure or Glory, and we hope that God Almighty will bring us all the blessings of the Qadr Nights on this day. The same way that the Qadr Nights are the nights for fighting the Satans, and the Satans will be chained, we hope that the Quds Day will be a day for fighting the Satans. The night of Qadr is the night of purity. The Quds Day should also be the day of purity and purities of the international community and actually removing the occupation of the Zionist regime. The night of Qadr is the night when all the hearts of believers go together and they sympathize. The Quds Day also, we should pay collective attention to the issue of Quds, and it should be a day of fraternity and global sympathy. The Qadr night is freedom from the chains of the inner Satan, and with the blessing of God, the Day of Quds will be the day of liberation of Palestine and the whole world of outside Satans. And I'm hopeful that God Almighty on the nights of Qadr will bring the best of the fate and destiny for the whole of mankind and for the people of Palestine and the people of Iran. May God's blessings and peace be to the late Imam and that great divine soul and his true supporters and aides and the Palestinian.
Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, in his speech on International Quds Day here in the capital, Tehran, at Friday prayers.